This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Frida Liu.
I'm Vinny Baraj.
So we start off today with the story about the billion-dollar whale, how it shed light on staff not willing to speak up when they know something is wrong. The question we're asking you guys is, would you speak up? Why or why not? We've asked you to contribute via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. We've had a few messages already. Arv, do you want to go with those?
Yeah, so these are from WhatsApp. This one comes from Sulip. Sulip, who says that fundamentally it's all about putting food on the table, doing the right thing comes at a price, and if many mouths are dependent on you, one would think twice. If single and no dependents, many would.
Good point.
Then there's also a question, this is more of a question that comes from Rusihan, who asks, what about employees being required to sign NDAs? How do you maneuver around that? So that is non-disclosure agreements. So,
yep.
You know, what are they going to do? So can they be whistleblowers and stuff? There are a few on Twitter. So this one comes from B-Ray, at B-Rays. He was a junior accountant, didn't approve of a manager's claim and was given a warning and wasn't in charge of his claims again.
Oh,
yeah, there's a couple from That's My Full Name who says that it depends. I once questioned the big boss on a job, nothing to do with money. It was a creative decision which went against what the team was pushing for and the client bought and was asked to leave the company. And then the person elaborates a little bit more. And there's also one from Rambling Mind who says that people just need to be cognizant of the fact that there are always consequences to whistleblowing, even in the largest democracy. Snowden comes to mind.
Yeah, but that kind of echoes some of the messages that we've got over on Instagram. Said people are afraid of the repercussions. You know, there's also people who have to worry about where their food comes from and what they, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just a comment someone said, being right comes at a price. And that's a sad, sad situation to
yeah,
be in.
It is. It is, right? Okay, keep the messages coming in, folks. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and on Instagram at BFM Radio. We're going to move away from that for a little while, but do keep the messages coming in whilst we move on to story number two. This is something I could definitely do with. Sleep aids.
Yeah, so there was a convention that happened earlier this month called the IFA 2018. It was in Berlin, Germany. And surprisingly, there were a lot of sleep tech introductions at the fair itself. So a lot of things that help people, especially with insomnia. So I'm just going to highlight a few. So one of it is this thing called the Somnox, which is a charming baby robot that is designed to help sufferers of insomnia get some sleep. So it's warm, it's soft, and it emits dreamy ambient sounds. It's also breathing. So you sort of hug the Somnox and your fingers naturally rest on the robot's lungs, quote unquote, and the robot mimics soft breathing that is central to what this sleep robot is trying to do. So basically, you sleep with a sort of techie teddy bear, which is called the Somnox, and the teddy bear breathes with you, and it tries to mimic or sort of pace itself with the way that you breathe.
I see.
Yeah, so it gradually slows down to a meditative state. The accompanying app has lots of pre-recorded sounds within, including a cat's purr, but it can just as easily play you an audiobook or any kind of music of your choice. Somnox also comes with a birth certificate and is designed for sufferers of stress-related insomnia. So what happens is it sort of follows you when you're starting to sleep, and then as you have slept off, and when Somnox detects that you have slept off or you've gone into deep sleep, it switches off. So it plays you any kind of ambient sound that you want it to play, any kind of soft music and stuff, and you sort of place your hand on its tummy, quote unquote, feel it breathing, it breathes with you, and once it knows that you've slept, it turns itself off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the idea of sleep tech being on the rise.
Uh-huh.
I have my theory about why this is, but
yeah.
You know, tell us why you think it is.
So when picking out these things, there's so many other gadgets that have come out, some from various kinds of brands and stuff going to Kickstarter. Some of them have been funded, coming on the market. But the thing that caught my eye was it says that technology is the reason why people are suffering from more insomnia. So they are more insomniacs
right.
Going around. But the way that they have sort of curbed it is by bringing more technology into the fold.
Right. Yeah.
So you're not fixing the tech that is problematic. You are fixing the solution, the symptoms by bringing out more tech, which is kind of worrying. And also the fact that so many sleep aids have shown up in conventions and exhibitions like this is a bit alarming, because you have so many people who are dependent. If there's more demand, that's why these companies are coming out with more sleep tech. So what does that say?
Likelihood is that there was less cases of insomnia when we didn't have screens at the side of our beds. You know, if you if you've got a good book to fall asleep with, you know, that's a, it kind of says a lot right there, right? I mean, it's okay me saying this, but I am just as bad. Every night I get into bed, you know, and I prop up my pillow and I sit and I read on my phone, and it will be 1 o'clock, sometimes 2 o'clock, whilst I'm reading through. And I know I'm my own worst enemy because I'm easily distracted and I find something interesting to read and I end up reading it, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas if I just picked up a book, I'd read a chapter, I'd put it down and I'd be asleep. Simple as that.
Right. So, yeah, you know, so it really is our fault.
Yeah,
right?
It's nobody else's fault.
We don't need to do any research around that. Right. We know it is the smartphone that's causing this. So, I mean, little things I do, I just charge my phone a good 10 feet away.
Right.
So, you know, and that's the thing that I do before I sleep. So at least it's...
And then you're in bed and you're like, I'm not getting out. Right. No,
yeah. Only to when the alarm rings.
Yeah, yeah.
So I try to look up a few things of why the biggest culprit in phones is the blue light, because that's the one that sort of messes up people's sleep patterns and stuff. And I've tried to read on a couple of things of whether or not people are trying to fix that problem. And there's no actual initiative to fix that problem. There's no company that's doing anything to fix the blue light issue. I don't know why. I don't know how important the blue light is to phones or whether it needs it to sort of display the way it displays. But I think that if companies sort of focused on fixing the blue light issue more and sort of getting rid of the things that keep us awake from these gadgets, then they wouldn't have to come out with so many sleep aids.
Right.
Even though some of the sleep aids are pretty cool. Like there's one called, one's from Philips called this Smart Sleep, and there's another one called Dream, like D-R-E-E-M. So Smart Sleep is all about improving sleep, deep sleep quality, since many people do not and will never sleep as long as they should. So the creators of this said, why not just try to make them sleep deeper? Which is a good question.
Right.
When it detects deep sleep, also known as slow or delta wave sleep, it plays tones that increase the amplitude of those brain waves. There's also something, Dream. So Dream uses audio tones to not only get someone for a deeper sleep, but enables the wearer to fall asleep faster. And it also has those, I think you brought those headphones to work where it sort of plays, it sends vibrations into your jawline and stuff.
Yeah.
So they are not actually sounds, but they sort of radiate through your whole skull.
They're very good. The only problem with the ones I have is that the band goes on the back of your head and you can't comfortably lay on a pillow with it because you know, it's just not comfortable.
Yeah.
If only they designed that a little bit better and you had the band, you'd look stupid, but you'd have a band at the front and you could lay back.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's some of the bands, like headbands and stuff that they've come out with, but the battery pack is in the front on the forehead of the headband.
I've seen that.
So for people who want to sleep on their sides, then it becomes a problem.
Right.
But yeah, but a whole bunch of sleep aids. So for anyone who's interested, they can go check out the IFA website. It's all in German. So maybe if the Google Translator works, then you can see what it's all about. But yeah, lot of sleep aids.
Okay, moving back to the lead story that we started off, how the billion-dollar whale has shed light on staff not willing to speak up when they know something is wrong. Would you speak up? Why or why not? Over on Instagram, Azmil Sukri has said, the reason I wouldn't is because Malaysians take everything and criticism personally, and you turn into a target.
Yeah, there's also a message on Twitter that says, this comes from Rajasegharan Rajagopal, who says that leadership must first walk the talk. A compliance committee must not be subservient to anyone. The whistleblower system must be independent. A no-risk guarantee must be made to employees and no quarter shown to offenders. Spare the form and focus on substance.
There you go. All right, keep in touch then, folks. We're going to take a short break with some music coming up from Madness on Our House. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Instagram, and on Twitter at BFM Radio. We will be back in about 3 and a bit minutes. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.